This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. Now to France and the view that wearing face masks helps rather than hinders businesses. John Lawrenson reports from Le Touquet.
At a cheese stall at Le Touquet's street market, the smell of ripe camembert makes it through the face masks. Masks are not compulsory on Le Touquet's vast sandy beach, but they are here and in the centre of town. Thierry Dumazeau says he came here on a day trip with his wife because masks are mandatory.
It's a good measure for stopping the spread, because in town centres there are huge numbers of people and you can't respect the 1 meter social distancing rule. You feel a bit safer here than elsewhere.
In the main street, there are lots of designer stores, and this message in French and English over the loudspeakers.
Ladies and gentlemen, as part of the respect of current health instructions to limit the spread of the COVID-19 virus, we remind you that wearing a mask is now mandatory in the city centre.
There are hundreds of people wearing face masks. Almost everyone.
Absolutely ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. It's all fresh air around you.
Mary Bradshaw is from England. She has a mask, but it's hanging from one ear, which might cost her a $40 fine.
I understand for everybody's safety, yes, you should wear them in shops. That is sensible. To wear them in the street is totally, totally nonsensical.
But, says Deputy Mayor Denis Calouin, this is not how most people feel.
You wonder how attractive Le Touquet is with compulsory masks? Look at the number of people on the beach and in the town, because people feel safe.
An opinion poll published in a major Sunday newspaper found 64% of French people support the measure introduced here and now in hundreds of towns across France. In Le Touquet, I'm John Lawrenson for Marketplace.